It's working.
There we are.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
It's like a mellow, like, we're very, like, relaxed this evening. Different energy, but it's good. It's good.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. As you can see, Nick has the night off. He is at the Coheed and Cambria Primus show.
Nice.
I believe, yeah. I would like to see one of those bands.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
They're probably not
different
the same
ones.
Band.
Yeah. I think we've gone over this before.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're here doing the show. We have watched a movie. It's Monday night. Let's fucking talk.
Let's talk monsters.
Yeah, we watched Bad Moon. I have not seen this movie since I saw it in the theater in 1996.
Okay, so this is gonna shock a lot of people, but I had never seen this before.
Really?
So my coming up to of horror was like American Werewolf of London, way too young.
Yeah.
And then I was just like pushed into werewolf movies. Oh, it's got a werewolf. Show it to you. So like you get like a little bit of fatigue even if you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't always checking stuff out. Plus this was not hyped at all at the theaters, apparently. It was in the trivia. I was seeing that like it wasn't really hyped at all. And so it didn't really perform well.
Yeah, I just saw because it was a werewolf movie. Like, fuck, yeah, werewolf movie, I'm in.
Yeah, and see, I wasn't old enough to, like, see an ad for it and go, oh, I want to go see that. You know?
Yeah.
So it'd have to be something that my depraved parents took me to. Which, again, they would rent movies, but I don't think we knew about this. So I only saw it for the first time randomly, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
No shit.
Yeah. And I have a lot of feelings about it, and I think they're very different from your feelings about it.
I think so. I think we're going different places on this.
But, I mean, like, okay, so first off, the practical effects, werewolf.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'm going to have to put him inside.
Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah. Oh, he shut up.
But, like, they're incredible. They're some of the best werewolf. And they have animatronics, too.
I will say, that is one thing I really do like about this movie, is that the practical effects are awesome.
Fucking top notch. Now, the CGI transformation scene.
Complete shit.
For 1996, that is not a $6 million budget movie.
Like, I remember even at the time being like, that looks pretty shitty. Like,
I totally agree. I've seen better in movies from decades earlier.
Yeah. But no, like the practical werewolf in this is really good, I will say.
Large, intimidating, menacing. Like, I like the long dog jaw. It's very The Howling. You know?
Yeah.
But better.
Yeah. It is like, it's not like, whereas like the American Werewolf in London, I'm going to bring him inside.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Sorry about that. We caged the beast.
Yeah.
We have returned.
So about this opening scene, their sex is so wooden and unbelievable. It's so, he
is
ho
clawing at them titties, like just, not in a sexual way.
Right,
yeah.
Just, it's like it's his first time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a very awkward sex scene.
Why did the wolf come for them, though? And like, there's horses, there were other people. It killed that one guy, and then like.
Yeah.
How many people does it need to eat?
Why is there a werewolf in South America, wherever they're supposed to be?
Oh, God. Zanzibar? No.
Was it Africa?
He says
even
it.
Even so, like, that's more like matter. An Eastern European fucking, like, folklore.
It's
thing.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there's...
Well, I mean, there's, like, animal men, like, all over the world, you know,
right. But they're very different. This type of werewolf is very much the European werewolf.
Yeah.
Like the North Americas, the South Americas would have that, and it'd be more like a dogman hybrid, like a shapeshifter, like a magic man, you know, shaman kind of thing. Oh my God, those effects! Except for the head blowing off, that was bad. That's very Evil Dead, like level of.
Yeah, it's slow motions. You can just see the shit blowing apart.
Yeah, like and the whole head just kind of like pops off, and then there's just this jet of blood coming from the center.
We'll say the scenery. Oh, also, like, I want to say, like, because the director's name is Eric Red, obviously not his real fucking name.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that, like, 99% of the reason he took this movie is because, like, the book was named Thor.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he thought the movie was going to be named Thor. And they're probably, like, at the last minute, they switched it up on him. So I guarantee you, he's like, fuck, man. Like, I took this whole movie. I'm Eric the fucking Red. Like,
yeah.
I'm directing Thor. Yeah. And now you're going to call it Bad Moon? Bullshit. Like,
there's a good reason for why they changed it, though. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to call this Thor.
Yeah, well, yeah, for many reasons. Like, yeah. Because
do you know why the book is called Thor?
It's named after the dog.
The whole book is from the dog's perspective.
Yeah, that I knew. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, you don't get that in this. So, I mean, you can't call it Thor. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
He's not even, like, a main character, you know?
Yeah, like, there, like, shit does revolve around him. Not really. Like, I mean, he is a key.
He's pivotal.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not. It doesn't revolve around him.
One thing I want to point out that does not make sense in this movie logic is, like, it's when Mariel Hemingway is talking to the sheriff after they find that first, like, utility guy, like, dead or whatever.
Yeah.
And they think, like, oh, you know, he's like, you know, she says, like, oh, it could have been a wolf or something. He's like, well, you know, we don't have wolves around here. So it's just something along the lines like that.
Right.
You know, a 200-pound wolf couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But then he blames her dog.
Her 110-pound German Shepherd.
Yeah. The 200-pound wolf couldn't do it, but the German Shepherd could.
Right. Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
And he just doesn't exhibit the kind of behavior that I would expect from a dog that manic.
Yeah, yeah.
To devour a person.
Yeah, people keep shitting on this dog the whole movie. He's like the nicest dog.
He only, and when provoked, does he do something.
Yeah.
He's the best boy. The goodest boy. I hate this fucking schmuck.
This douchebag.
So, again, first time I'm watching the movie. So it goes from the jungle scene, werewolf jumps out, eats lady, he gets scratched and blows his head off. Cool. Awesome. Then it goes to random salesman stopping by the front door of some house in wherever they are. Minnesota. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be like Washington, maybe.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. That would make a lot of sense. Yeah. So, like, how do they tie those two together? It made no sense to me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It takes a while till you find out that it's her brother.
Yeah, till they reel it back in. Yeah.
Yeah. This would never happen today. Because you'd never have a kid out front and a stranger come up and talk to them.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, no, no. Yeah. Even traveling salesman isn't like a thing anymore.
Right. But even if it was.
Like, although we do get people showing up here every now and again, like trying to hawk like solar panels or Verizon.
Oh,
or
yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Have you thought about changing your power supplier over?
Yeah.
It'll still come from National Grid, but you'll just be paying us.
No, we're
no, good. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this definitely wouldn't happen anymore. Let's see, what else is there? The, like, honestly, the thing that ruins this movie for me is the people. Like, I hate the fucking people in this movie.
Ted's arc makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly aware and has, like, a plan for how to control it with the whole chain cuffing.
And then just abandons it for no reason, like.
Yeah. He's like, well, I thought being around my family would make me not want to do this. But I guess I'll eat you instead.
Yeah.
What?
So he just leans what the fuck jump. Into it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What a jump. First off, I'd go for that first thing. I'd be like, yes, I get to eat people. I'm a werewolf. Secondly, if I didn't, it would be a much slower transition.
Yeah, no, like that, like I don't give a shit about his sister and the kid. Like, the only thing I really give a shit about is the dog. Like, I don't want them to get to take the dog away. Yeah.
That's the recurring theme through this movie. Oh, don't blame the dog.
Yeah.
That's it. It's all I care about. Dog pees on the Airstream. And I'm like, oh, don't get mad at the dog. By the way, when he pees on the doghouse later, I'm like 50-50 on that. I'm like, really funny. And yeah. I like what you're doing. But also still not very realistic. Although I guess in the devolution of his personality.
Yeah. I like, yeah. Stop shitting on the dog.
Good boy.
Yeah. There was something else dog related to that I wanted to point out. It's gone.
That's right.
It's gone. Okay. Yeah, no. Like I said, I don't give a shit about Mariel Hemingway and fucking Dennis the Menace here. I just want more of the werewolf scenes. Like,
yeah, there's not a lot of werewolf.
Yeah.
A werewolf movie, and there's not a lot of dog in a movie based on a book named after the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The From two the elements spend. That everybody wants, the least, you know, least we get.
Combined, they have less screen time than, you know.
How many people does he kill? Like, the one utility guy, he kills this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
And we see him as the wolf only a handful of times, even when he's not killing people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And again, he gets taken out by a German shepherd. I mean,
I'm sorry. A 7 foot tall, muscle bound werewolf. You could be the best trained German shepherd in the world.
I'm pretty sure I could take a German shepherd if I needed to. Like,
I might get mortally wounded, but I could take a German shepherd out.
Yeah, yeah.
I might die too.
But... yeah, but the werewolf is easily taking out the German shepherd.
Yeah, not a chance. I just don't get that. And a little pistol. Pew, pew, pew. That takes him out.
That was the other thing that I didn't like. How there's no rules to the werewolf. Like, can he just be killed with, he gets, the first one gets his head blown off. Like,
yeah.
Would that work? Like, is, it's not a silver bullet or anything. Like,
right. So what are, I just want established rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
To your point. Like, even in American Werewolf in London, which is very different and not mystical, he believes that werewolves can only be killed by someone they love. And so she's there when he dies and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's more to it. There's at least something built into that.
Yeah, just a little more on the on the folklore part of it would have been nice.
Yeah, especially since they literally find a book about werewolf mythology in his camper.
Yeah, yeah, fucking
read four more pages of that at some point.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, have you seen this?
Give us a side story, but just a little excursion of maybe him researching more about werewolves, going to Eastern Europe or something to learn more about them.
Or this scene where she's in bed, this very 90s thing. She's in bed with her glasses on reading. It's in all the 90s movies. Mom does that before bed, apparently.
Yeah.
But when she finds the book later, or her son finds it, bring it to her and have her just reading it because she can't find her brother. She wanted to ask him about it, but he's gone and chained himself to a tree. So she's just flipping through it and sort of reading out loud, as they do, so that we can get the lore. That's it.
Yeah.
I want to understand your werewolf. Because it's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it looks great for sure. Just everything else around it is shit.
Oh, I mean, all the scenery is excellent.
Yeah, that I will say. The scenery, the setting sets is amazing. Really awesome.
Yeah. Why would this lineman be out in the forest?
By himself. In the middle of the night.
Yep. You don't have a union? I don't think they're going to allow this
one. I'm pretty sure there's a buddy system or something. At least you got to have at least one person there with you.
Yeah. What's he even doing? He's out here measuring trees?
Yeah. Yep. Still a tree. Yep. Yep.
37 inches around. Yeah. That is definitely a tree.
Wait, what the fuck is he even possibly doing?
Well, I assume they're going to run lines through here or something, Yeah. But
he just picks one random tree.
Well, and then one next to it. See, see, see.
Now there's a pattern. All right.
Well, but that one's 48 inches, so yeah. I'm not really sure if that one will work.
Well, shit. Fuck. I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just go over. Oh, God, a tree. I heard a branch snap. And then I'm dead.
Oh, yeah. Werewolf movies. We need more good ones. There's a lot of shit ones.
So many. I'm going to start cataloging all the ones I've seen and then watching all the ones that I haven't. The problem is somebody will label something as being a werewolf movie or werewolf adjacent, and it won't be.
Yeah.
And so I'll get stuck watching a movie waiting for the monster for 2 hours.
Yeah, and then it'll be just some dude, going crazy or something, and not an actual werewolf.
I told you about the World War II movie.
Yes.
Named Werewolf. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so Operation pissed. Werewolf or something.
It's just called Werewolf. I think. And it's set in World War II, post the ending of the war, where the remnant Nazi troops are called werewolves. And I'm thinking, this is awesome. Nazi werewolves, what?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's historically accurate. This was an entirely
not historical one goddamn fiction. Werewolf in the whole movie.
Nothing supernatural. It's literally just historical fiction. Well, in the sense that it's not true to story, but it's close.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to sneak Hitler's body out of Germany so they can show it to the Soviet people and they can believe he's dead.
Yeah.
He was this supernatural. He was such a a bad person that they wouldn't believe he was dead unless they saw
him. Well, yeah, the Nazis were like famously into weird occult shit. Like they had
a, that's true, know, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, why I thought this movie was going to be about actual werewolves.
Yeah. Horseshit.
Still, it was a great. I wish I had known though, because it was a great war movie.
You were shopping for a werewolf movie at the
yes,
time.
And yeah. So all of this to say, that's why I don't get to see all the werewolf movies I want to see, because I get stuck and roped into all these other ones.
Let's see. What else can we say about this?
Great sets. Costuming is accurate for the 90s. I mean,
look 90s as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
These people look like white ass people from the 90s. Oh, yeah.
So white.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the thing that really like ruins this movie for me is the people. Like, I do not care about any of these people.
I don't empathize or sympathize with anyone.
Not great at all. Like, it's really bad.
The shyster guy. The what does she call him?
Flopsy.
Flopsy. The Flopsy. Yeah. He's the most interesting character.
Yeah,
and he sells his role
quite honestly.
Really
that's
well.
Correct. Yeah.
That's upsetting. The only thing I don't believe is that he would come back later to kill the dog.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get anything out of that. There's no...
Right.
It's just risk for him.
For him.
If you're like, thinking, like, from a criminal, like, you know,
exactly.
con man standpoint.
He would just move on to the next house. He'd be real pissed at them, but just move on down the line and try the next con.
Yeah, maybe shit in their mailbox on the way out or something. But...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Blame it on the dog. Stop shitting on the dog. One of the pieces of trivia is that is, like, a 1994 Ford Explorer LLT or something. Okay.
Yeah, great. That's amazing.
Thank you.
My parents had a similar one. I think it was like a 96, though, or 97, maybe.
Ooh, bougie.
Yeah. It was an Eddie Bauer Ford Explorer.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a name that barely meant anything when I was a child, and I'm sure Gen Z
like
and Alpha have no fucking
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a game we should play with Bridget. Does this mean
his
anything
brand
to you?
Name, yeah. Eddie Bauer.
Oh, man.
Do you remember Orbitz, the beverage? All right. I think we can throw some ratings on this bad boy.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me how you felt about it?
I did not like this movie. I knew I was in trouble when 27 minutes in, I started playing Snap.
Yeah, yeah, that's a key indicator.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I first saw it, I was 79 minutes. I'm like, oh fuck yeah, this is gonna go quick. No, it was a long 79 minutes, because there's not that much werewolf. I want more werewolf.
Yeah,
less shitty acting, less of the people I don't care about. Yeah, it's been almost 30 years since I've seen this, so. I'll check back in another 28 years, I guess. So, like, it's going to go below the line of rewatchability. I'm going to put it at 4.5. I'll put it just below only because of how good the practical effects are.
Yeah.
I think those deserve to be seen at least once, and then you're good.
I lean in the same direction that, you know, it's... It needs more werewolf and less useless plot. Like, I agree, but I think that the werewolf effects compared to anything else in and around that time are top notch. I mean,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
top three werewolf makeup, I think, ever.
Yeah, it's not American Werewolf in London, but nothing will ever be that good, I think.
Right. That was just perfect.
I think this is, like you said, this is as good as you're going to get outside of that. Like but the CGI really like takes away from the rest of it.
It's only one scene,
but it is bad.
And it's blinking, you miss it, so I will just blink. Yeah. You know, I'll just actively blink. So I got to go like 5.5.
All right, so we're not that far.
Light 6, 5.5, you know. I would rewatch it especially to get someone else to watch it.
Their names are Ted and Janet. I forgot about that. That's the most generic white people shit I've ever heard.
The
in my
kid is
life.
Brett.
Brett, oh my god, fucking, these people have been to Maine at one point or another. I can guarantee you that. Yeah, no, like the thing about werewolf, like a good werewolf movie is you're supposed to like sympathize with the werewolf in that, like, you know, yes, it's cool that they're a werewolf, but also like it's not a cool thing. Like, it's tragic to be a werewolf. Like, right. You know, you're forever changed. You have to like take precaution around the people you care about. Like, so you have to like sympathize with the person that, you know, in any way. And fucking Ted is horrible.
I will counter that there are two good ways to do a werewolf movie. One is, as you described,
yeah.
I sympathize with the werewolf. The other is brutal monster. Everyone's just trying to survive it.
Yeah.
Those are two different types of werewolf movie. This is neither.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I was just sorry. Like... To be clear, I agree with you.
Yeah.
This falls short. Either make him someone I don't care about.
This is straight up Buffy the Vampire Slayer. These would have been around the same time.
As the movie?
The show.
Okay, because the movie came first.
Yeah, the movie was, what, 94?
I think it was 94.
Yeah.
Liked the movie.
Yeah, and I love the show. I love both of them.
I've never seen the show.
Oh, man, I don't know if it'll have the same like impact now that it would have then.
My wife was watching it for the first time, and I was seeing little bits of it, and I was like, this is so cheesy, and everything is so dated that I'm not interested.
Yeah, yeah. So it won't have the nostalgia hit. Like,
yeah.
And like, a lot of things have ripped it off, so like you'll be seeing things that'll just be like, well, that's like a trope. That's a, you know, a stereotype or whatever.
But occasionally, this is what started that
trope. Exactly. Yeah. This is where it came from, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do get to see the werewolf just humping a tree, kind of.
Yeah, just scratching at a tree.
That's just in the trailer down here, but...
But it is awesome looking, man. Like, it's so good looking.
Again, top three. I might even put it at number two.
You know what? I'm going to go number three with number two for me. Thriller. That's an awesome looking werewolf.
Okay, yeah, but that's because it's basically American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson in American Werewolf London.
Yeah. But that is pretty fucking badass,
man. Yeah. I just, so again, later, he's about to handcuff himself, and then she bumps into him, and he's like, ah, you found me. Well, I guess I won't be needing those handcuffs.
Why not?
You still have time. Explain it to her before you turn.
Yeah.
Chain yourself up. Work together. That was why you came here.
Oh, man.
You came here to try and fight it off.
And stop shitting on the dog.
Yes. Fucking dog is so good. Goodest dog.
I'm also pretty sure that Airstream changes size. Like, I'm pretty sure it's bigger later on in the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe.
Looking at it now, because I remember seeing it at one point, I'm like, that looks like a really, like, exceptionally long Airstream.
I don't remember
it. And seeing it there, like, it looks way smaller than it did than I remember it.
Maybe it's just perspective.
Yeah. It could be that also.
Because I genuinely actually think it's just that one later.
This movie is 90s as fuck looking, too.
Yeah, with no audio and everything. I'm looking at the haircuts, the clothes they're wearing, the general cinematography, the way...
Dude, just the look of the film, like, yeah.
It screams mid-90s.
God. All right. We should move on to the trivia.
Yeah. Do it up. Yeah, see? It's not so easy.
No, it's not. Oh, my camera is way the fuck off. There we go. Here, can you grab that? There I am. Howdy, folks.
Back on screen. That's not the button. Where the hell did IMDb go? God damn it, IMDb. Which means I'm going to have to pull up the movie again, then go to the trivia again. God damn it, IMDb.
You can throw it up right here.
Not a sponsor.
Here.
Well, that's all right, because I'm already in here now.
Yeah.
I'm in here. It's easier. All right. So, I thought this was kind of interesting. The book is written from the dog's perspective, but they didn't go that route, which kind of blows.
Yeah, I mean,
but how would you film it?
Yeah, it would be hard to film, yeah.
I did actually say something about it. Or was that this, or was that something else? Where they go dog vision, and so you know, yeah, it was this.
Yes, it was this. There they go dog scenes,
vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go dog vision, and so that establishes that, and then later on, when it's the werewolf, you see in dog vision.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of neat. Apparently, Eric Red says that the Airstream being a silver Airstream is intentional, and it's supposed to look like a silver bullet.
Oh, that's a fucking stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The director goes, that's a nuance nobody ever notices. That's a nuance you just thought of after the fact.
Yeah, no, that's fucking... you're really grasping at straws with that one.
Yeah. In the director's cut, he cuts out the transformation scene. He hated it as much as everybody else did.
That would honestly... I would bump this up to a 5 without that transformation scene.
Literally, those 5 seconds on screen, you know?
Yeah.
The animal control officers that come in later to take Thor are the animal handlers for the movie. not professional actors, but it worked out.
Yeah. It was a genuinely sad scene when they're taking the dog away.
That's one of the trivia facts is people are always telling him how it made them cry.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's supposed to. That's the emotion we're going for here. I mean... they had to cut in the opening scene sex and gore to get out of NC-17. And let me ask you, what did they cut? Because that's
already a healthy amount of titty in that opening
lots
scene.
Of titty.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, there's full frontal, though. And I know that because the other interesting fact, one that I was laughing, and you're like, what are you laughing about? And it was a quote from the director. I got to find it. Because there's 3 different women that play... Here we go. 2 different stunt women stood in for Marjorie during that opening werewolf attack. Both stunt girls fully nude. Okay?
All right.
But you don't see the first one, who's the one that gets pulled out of the tent.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just harnessed and ripped out of the tent. The other one is held up on a rig, so it looks like the werewolf is holding her up in the air. So the stunt girl was naked and made me promise not to show full frontal nudity. But I lied. Just lied to her. So you get to see full-on cooter, and she did not want that.
Stunt cooter.
Stunt cooter. Yeah.
Jesus. Why do we keep doing movies with, like, sex pests?
Like, I know, like...
the fucking behind the helm.
It's like, no.
See, that looks bigger than... Right there, it looked bigger than it did on the beach, but it could be another perspective thing.
It's definitely a perspective thing, because there's the one window right in front of the door. There's no more length. And so then it goes back about... a third of the length, then there's 2 wheels, and then a third of the length.
Yeah.
It's totally just because it's always at an angle.
Yeah, it's probably.
And so it just looks long. Did they ever explain what happened to her husband?
I don't think so.
Just gone.
Yeah, no. Apparently, in the book, there was a full family that they just got rid of half of.
So apparently, Eric Red always has his editor edit the film before he sits down and watches it with them. It's a weird one.
Yeah, because you're in the editing, it's another chance to change the story.
Right.
So, like, as the director, wouldn't you want to be in that process? Like, to have a hand in that? Like,
God, this was trivia in another movie. Oh, God. I'll remember later. But there's a movie where literally what they cut out changes the entire tone of the movie. I'll remember later.
Yeah.
It's not this. That's for sure.
Here's that scene we just saw in the preview. The full werewolf.
Oh, it's so good. And they bothered... So, I'm on the fence about this. Would a werewolf have a tail? A big, bushy wolf tail? Because this one does.
I don't have a problem with it. I'll allow it.
I guess, but like, where does the hybridization end? Does he also do a red rocket? God, I love the animatronics on the face.
There's one way to find out, I guess.
Yeah. The eyes could do with a little bit of work.
Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, like, it's pretty fucking... Especially when it's, like, the dude in the full suit.
Yeah, it's tromping around.
Like, right there, it looks awesome.
Yeah, in the book, it's a family of 5. The mom and the dad and 3 kids.
Yeah.
And it really heightens the tension, you know? But he decided to cut a bunch of them out.
Just cut them all out. It was the 90s, so probably like, you know, single mom, like, not that I'm shitting on single moms.
No, I mean, but, yeah. You know, every mom was dead or every dad was dead at some point in the 80s and 90s. Every show, every movie
was
about the broken house. I watched a thing about it, Cracked, After Hours. And they broke down why. And it has to do with the divorce rate going up when divorce was legalized.
Yeah.
And so they wanted those type of broken homes displayed on TV. So whether you knew why she was gone or not, here's a dad with four children. Or here's a mom with three children.
Yeah. Fuck, that is weird.
It all comes on the heels of divorce being easier to obtain.
That's some creepy, like, backdoor, like, right-wing shit. Like, yeah.
It sounds like it, but that's... It just really is.
Yeah,
so the writers wanted us to make it normal.
Oh, I thought they were doing it as, like, an example, like, to make it, like, not normal, like, fucking...
To make No. Like, they wanted people to identify the households.
All right. Yeah, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, they just knew there'd be more broken households, so they're like, all right, well, this is more the dynamic people see. One parent.
I gotcha. Yeah, that is very true.
Hit a wider audience, you know? And the only other fact that I saw that I cared about was that the only other film up to this point that did dog vision, as I called it, was like dog panoramic perspective, was the Benji films.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to this, nothing else had done that.
Jesus Christ, I haven't seen one of those movies in like 40 fucking years.
I've never seen the Benji films.
And it was probably bigger, like when I was like, they made a couple of them in the 80s. So, like, yeah.
I mean, half my favorite movies are from the 70s and 80s, so.
That is true. That's all right. It. Oh, hey, we have another button to push.
Yeah, you do.
Moving on to the better known as.
What is this from?
Crow.
Oh, see, I've only seen it like once.
The non-emo version of The Crow. Well, I mean, no, it was pretty.
You.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking emo. Whatever that new piece of shit, I saw the preview again the other day. I'm like, God damn it. I'm angry again about this. It looks so bad. Anyway, moving on. Onward and upward. We're going to move on to the better known as. We will start off with director Eric Red. Again, not his real name. Real name, Eric Duradoll, or Duradoller. Call me Eric the Red. No, not going to happen, dude. Pardon me. Still directing stuff. Has a movie upcoming called No Man's Ridge. He definitely went to movie jail for a while after this. This was 1986.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Next movie, directing wise, was not until 2008, 12 years later.
Yeah, but then it was another 7 years.
Yeah. Like, all right, it wasn't TV as movie. Shitty as Bad Moon, so we'll give you a chance after only 7 years this time.
Yeah.
And he got a TV movie in 2015. And here we are a short 9 years later, and he's making No Man's Ridge. Before that, though, he directed Body Parts, which was a 90s movie. I want to say it was based on a Stephen King story, where, like, a serial killer, like, donates his body parts. Yeah, after losing his arm in a car accident, a psychologist has it replaced with a limb that belonged to a serial killer.
And so I'm assuming there's like muscle memory and
Like he starts taking over.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I'd watch it.
I remember it being pretty decent. Other than that, I don't think there's anything really.
None of that looks interesting.
Yeah, no. Let's see. This is a movie you can clearly tell was filmed in Vancouver. Just because everybody's credits are either shitty 90s and early 2000s, like syndicated TV shows, or like large blockbusters that filmed in the area.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. Up next, we have Mariel Hemingway, who was in quite a bit of things in the 80s and 90s.
She looks familiar, but I couldn't tell you from what.
She is very generic looking. Her most notable role was probably in Woody Allen's Manhattan, 1979. Presciently enough, it was about, like, he played, like, this writer who, like, falls in love with, like, a high school girl.
Oh.
Yeah, and, like, yeah.
Autobiographical, I see.
Interesting. But I mean, apparently it's a really good movie. I haven't seen it. We've talked about this on the podcast before. I don't get Woody Allen.
No, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Enjoy it if you do, but I
don't understand, like, I mean, I don't, allegations aside, I don't understand how this man keeps making movies.
Right.
Like, you know, factor that in. I really don't understand how this man keeps making movies. But whatever. Hey, fucking people like fucking black licorice.
Yeah. like Satan's asshole.
Yeah, like, or like Good and Plenty's. Like, has anybody ever enjoyed Good and Plenty's? Why do they still make Good and Plenty's? Gross. Goddamn gross.
That's a boomer candy if I've ever seen one.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Mariel Hemingway, aside from that, she played Maria Shriver in the C. Arnold Run TV movie about Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor. Who played Arnold Schwarzenegger?
There was a movie about Arnold Schwarzenegger running for office?
Jürgen Prochnow played Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No shit.
Yeah.
What?
Fucking... What?
It doesn't make any sense.
From Das Boot and what the fuck? He played the devil in something.
Oh, he's also in Judge Dredd.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
He's the like, one of the other like judges, isn't he? Like, the evil
the senior
judge?
Judges. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. That
it's a guy whose name I never know, but as soon as you say it, I'm like, that's him. That's what I was thinking. Jürgen Prochnow.
That's really weird. Roland Kickinger. Why do I know that name also? He looks like he rides the short bus. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, he played...
The T-800.
Yeah, the Arnold Schwarzenegger T-800 in Terminator Salvation, probably. Yep.
Stuff here.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about someone that was in this movie anymore.
It's more That's interesting. Much... Yeah, all right, we're going to go back to the
so
movie.
So much this movie.
Back to, yeah, generic-ass Mariel Hemingway.
Like, what? I know I've seen her, you know?
She looks like your friend's, like, bitchy mom growing up.
She's a Karen of the 90s.
Yo, yeah, bingo.
This is what we would have pointed at and said, that's what Karens look like.
She's in two episodes of the Ted Danson sitcom, Becker. She was in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. I do remember that. She's in another Woody Allen movie, Deconstructing Harry. She was in two episodes of Roseanne. She was in the third Naked Gun movie, the least funny of them. Tales from the Crypt. I think it's the one where like the doctor like plays a prank on his brother and like gives him a drug that like he makes him think he has a heart attack and he dies.
Oh.
But he's actually like just like in a suspended state basically, but he's still conscious. It's fucking weird.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Funny prank, bro.
Oh, no, it's a different one. Shit. Oh, yeah, she's being stalked by her neighbor. Andrew McCarthy plays the neighbor. All right, anyway, my memory is shot for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
I'm having trouble focusing.
Anywho.
I can't
yeah. She's in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. The shittiest Superman. And that's saying something.
No, hold on.
That's
I haven't seen that one.
But... Dude, it's the shittiest Superman.
You sure?
It's worse than Superman 3. It is way worse than Superman versus Batman, I will say.
What about Superman Returns?
Yeah, I'll say it's worse than that.
Okay. No, see, there's things I like about Superman Returns.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Overall,
I like Brandon Routh as Superman. But
yes.
Shitty movie otherwise.
Yeah, terrible movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also then, Manhattan.
Yeah. Star 80 she was in, 1983. Yeah, and then Manhattan. We mentioned that earlier. Personal best. Yeah. I'll just say that was a movie I taped late at night on HBO as a teen.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Yeah, there's a locker room scene in that one.
Oh, nice. That's what Porky's is for.
Yeah. What up, fools? Emily up in the chat. Michael Paré is in a ton of shitty movies.
That tracks.
Yeah, yeah. He's been in a ton of things. He has 30 films upcoming, in fact.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Not a single one you've heard of. This is another thing. Like, another way you can tell this is all filmed in Canada, because these sound like alternate dimension movies. Like, they sound like you kind of recognize them, but like they're not something you would recognize.
They sound like asylum films.
Yeah, Halloween. Okay. Werewolf Hunt. Like, it sounds like a real movie, but like, is it a real movie?
It almost sounds like a fake movie prop.
Yeah.
In a movie scene.
Wrongful Death 2, Bloodlines. Someone Dies Tonight. Save the Last. Like, these just sound like alternate dimension movies. I can't even pronounce that, and it's a sequel. The fucking first one's not even out yet.
Wait, both movies are... Oh, one's post-production, one is in production.
Yeah.
But I really like In Tenebris. In Tenebris. Colon. Into the Darkness.
Yeah.
For those who don't speak Latin, In Tenebris means into the darkness, or in darkness.
So it's in darkness...
Into the darkness.
Through the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. Swamp Fear. Like, it's the alternate universe version of Cape Fear. Like, they couldn't get De Niro, and Michael Paré, like, starred in it instead. Yeah, Kung Fu Slayers.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I want to say he's maybe been in a movie we've done on Defenestration Hour. If not, I will get to him at some
there
point.
There are for sure things on here we could do on regrettable reviews.
Alien Apocalypse.
Yep, there you go, right there. For the first Wrongful Death.
There you go. 2023, Wrongful Death. The Resonator. 2022.
God.
Bridge of the Doomed.
Space Wars. Quest for the Deep Star.
Like, it sounds like it's just almost there. He was in the Attack on Titan movie in 2022.
Oh, okay. I never saw any Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
My wife watched it.
I can't do anime.
I slowly weaned myself onto it. But I'm still very limited and selective.
Yeah, it's Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, and like really that not much else besides that for me.
The Wild Man, Skunk Ape.
Yeah, they just sound like they...
Raunch and roll.
Yeah. Mummy, Deer. Like, that sounds like a comedy, like, spoof movie.
I mean, it might be. But it's clearly done poorly because that's a 2.3.
Triassic Hunt.
Oh, my God.
He's got one. Here we go. Finally hit a 5.4. Everything else is like twos and threes. There's a four. Somehow got into a 6.6.
Oh, because it was one episode of a TV show. Oh, but there's a 6.5.
Star Hunter Redux. Like,
there a Star Hunter? I mean, there probably was.
It's a series. There was at least 25 episodes.
Yes, he was in.
Yeah. That 2017 to 2018, I'm going to call it right now, Guardians of the Galaxy ripoff. Let's see.
I mean, I'm already just looking at the people in the thing and thinking that's what they're going for.
Doesn't even tell you what it's about in the description. Just tells you that, like, censored scenes were restored. Oh, that's why it's Redux.
Yeah, because that's like a re-release or whatever. So,
God damn it. Now we have to search for Star Hunter. It's 40. Oh, it's a TV series. Okay. Like, it's 43 minutes long.
Yeah.
All right. What other shit movies has this dude been in?
Top Gunner. Danger Zone.
Yeah. Raunch and Roll. We will get to a notable movie. I swear it.
Puppet Master.
Puppet Master.
The Littlest Reich.
Who's a little Reich? Battle Dome. Again, just sounds like it'd be a big blockbuster in just an adjacent dimension. He was in Bone Tomahawk 2015.
Nice.
That's a good-ass movie.
Sicilian Vampire.
He played Fortunato in The Cask of Amontillado in 2015. That
okay.
was a short. Why are we even still doing this?
We're hoping that there's something in the past.
We've been scrolling forever. We're up to 2009.
A million things. Like, God bless him. Like, he's doing it.
The
Lincoln you know?
Lawyer.
He's living the life.
He's in the Far Cry movie in 2008. Alone in the Dark 2, 2008. Ninja Cheerleaders 2008.
I might check that out sometime.
Because, of course, he plays Pat Garrett in Blood Rain 2 Deliverance. Western vampire movie? Sure. He was also in the first Blood Rain in 2005.
That's a different character, though.
Different character, yep. Star, this is the, yeah, it was, yeah, TV series, Star
Hunter. Oh, from 2000 to 2003. Wow.
Never heard of it. So it couldn't have been a Guardians ripoff.
Well, when did the comic start? The graphic novel?
Like the 60s.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit about Guardians of the Galaxy until the movie came out.
Although looking at it in some of those, I do see some of the same inspiration for like Firefly.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the costuming and sets. It scrolled you up. We're all the way back in 2021. I don't know that we cared about it. Here we go.
Yeah, we're going to shoot finally right to back. The 90s.
There we go.
All right, Bad Moon. He was in Village of the Damned in 1995.
Okay. Point of Impact.
It's not getting better.
Dragonflight.
Oh, he was in both Eddie and the Cruisers movie. He was, in fact, Eddie. I think the first one's 83. Last one's 89.
Space Rage!
He was in... Oh, I thought of this. Why these movies all sound like interdimensional movies? Because he was in the 1984 film, The Philadelphia Experiment, as well as... I'm not going to go back up. As well as the 2017 version of The Philadelphia Experiment.
No shit.
So I think he really was in The Philadelphia Experiment. Like, that's why we're seeing these weird credits. Like, he really is from another
part
dimension.
Of his alternate dimension with him?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, it tracks.
It's like I'm an A-list star on my dimension.
Fucking experiment. Why did I go to Philadelphia?
But I mean, like, in this circle, he's probably like top game, you know what I mean? Like, he pulls in the right circle of B movies.
He is in Streets of Fire, which is a fucking awesome movie, I will say. That was 1984. I have not seen that until like pandemic.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I just kept hearing about how awesome it was, and like it sounded cheesy, but like it sounds like the plot of an 80s video game. Like it really fucking does. Hold on, let's go to the fucking
It looks like an 80s video game.
A mercenary is hired to rescue his ex-girlfriend, a singer, who has been kidnapped by a motorcycle gang.
Is that Willem Dafoe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah. Tell me that does not sound like a badass side-scroller, like, beat-em-up game from the 80s or 90s.
And it looks like the leader of the motorcycle gang is Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
I love everything about this movie that I know, and it can only disappoint me from here.
Like, I'll get you in even more. Her boyfriend? Rick Moranis.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And it's not a comedy?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a fucking, it's like a drama.
I fucking love it so much.
Yeah. It is a genuinely good ass movie.
Oh, I am so in for this.
Yeah.
I'll be checking that out.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe plays Raven.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah, Bill Paxton.
Holy fucking... shit, this is star studded.
Ed Pegley Jr.
My God.
Diane Lane, yeah. Genuinely fucking good movie.
I'm gonna have to check that out. The Red Tide Massacre.
We're back in the 2022s. We're done. We're not going through all that shit again, Michael Pare. I was like, maybe that would be another good crossover movie because it's not. It's kind of an action movie, but like not really. Oh, it's also okay. Not really a sci-fi movie, so like it's in none of our wheelhouses, kind of.
Yeah.
Huh, I don't know. What was the other one we said?
Oh, Demolition Man, yeah.
That's much better. Yeah, that's a much better idea. Mason Gamble, he most notably was the 90s Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I thought that was just a joke because I've never seen it.
No, he genuinely was Dennis the Menace.
Oh, shit. He was the young Vincent in Gattaca.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Fucking Tom has a great story about that movie. Oh, no. When that came out, he was working at the no longer existing Cinema 10. It used to be behind Northway Mall, which also no longer exists.
Yeah, right.
And like he was just one day. I think this is Tom's story. We knew another guy who worked there also. But like this older, like World War II vet guy comes in because like this was like the discount theater at the time. It was like $3 to see a movie. Okay. So like older folks would come in and see movies all the time. And like he just goes, he came in and asked and goes, I would like one ticket to Gattaca. He's just like a heavy like Japanese, but like unironically, he wasn't like trying to be funny. Like, yeah.
Gattaca.
Yeah. Gattaca.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, man.
I don't know if he thought it was like a foreign film or something, but just, that story.
Good on him for like being like, I'm going to try something different today, you know? Let's go see a foreign film.
Oh, God. Hasn't been in anything since 2010. Was in an episode of CSI Miami in 2006. Other than that, he was in Arlington Road in 1999, which is also a really, really good movie. It's Jeff Bridges and Tim Robbins. That's it.
Oh.
Jeff Bridges plays like this ex. He's like an FBI, like terrorism, like domestic terrorism expert.
Okay.
And like his wife gets killed in like a Ruby Ridge like type of standoff thing. And then like a couple of months later, Tim Robbins and like his wife Joan Cusack move in next to him. And like it turns out, like Tim Robbins is like the head of like this other like domestic fucking like terror cell, and they're like they're basically trying to like frame him for like a bombing. Fucking, it's a really fucking good movie. I might have just spoiled some stuff with that, but eh, whatever. Anybody's gonna really run out and watch Arlington Road. I apologize. He is also in Rushmore. I can't believe that was 1998. That is bull.
There's so many things. I look at the year and I'm like, no. I choose not to believe that.
That's not right. That movie is not almost 30 years old. That movie is not 26 years old.
Nope. I just saw it not that long ago.
Just came out not that long ago. I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
The never-ending creeping of time.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, we're going to move on. Up next, Ken Pogue. He was in this movie. I don't remember who he was.
The sheriff, maybe?
Yeah, I think that is him. Right, we're looking at his face right now on screen.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That helps.
Yeah. He was in an episode of Fringe in 2011.
I haven't checked that out yet.
I've been meaning to rewatch it, and I just haven't restarted it. That's a really good show. I think you would dig it. It's very, like, hard sci-fi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What else was he in? This is another... ties into my Philadelphia experiment theory. Because he was in the Dead Zone TV series in 2003. But he also played the vice president in the Dead Zone movie in 1983.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. There's something to this fucking Philadelphia experiment thing.
Yeah, but this guy wasn't in Philadelphia Experiment.
You don't know that. Maybe he was. He just doesn't want us to know that. he was in The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was 2000. Again, that is 24 years old.
I don't remember what that one's about.
That's the one where, like, it's like set like in the just not too far off future, and like. He comes home one day and, like, basically there's, like, another him there already. Like a clone of him. Fucking. And it's like, you know, is he the clone or is he the real one? And, yeah, it's in the declining period of Schwarzenegger's career.
Hmm.
The post-Viper, not Viper, Eraser era. I say Viper because Viper is one of the credits on screen.
Yeah.
Let's see, anything else worth mentioning? Probably not. He was in an episode of Sliders. He's an episode of Highlander TV series. There we go.
All these cheesy 90s sci-fi from that's I watched all of it.
Yep. Sliders and Highlander. He was in the 80s World of Worlds TV series, which I also watched. 80s Twilight Zone remake. He was in Airwolf in 1987. I think we're just going to move on. There can't be a reason I saved him this far back.
I mean, you'd recognize him. You've seen him and stuff.
Oh, he was a voice in Star Wars Droids.
Like the original 85 one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. even as a kid, I was like, man, this is not good.
I never saw anything but the original movies.
Yeah.
Like growing up, and I was a huge Star Wars fan, started reading the books and everything. And then I find out about all those other things, like the Christmas special and droids and stuff, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
This is good. This is contained.
Yeah, right, I was here. 6 when that came out, and even then I was like, no. Like, if there were an internet, like, we would all be complaining about how Star Wars literally ruined our childhood. Like,
yeah.
While we're in the middle of it.
And then they never would have made the sequels and prequels and
like
that. Because...
But it wouldn't have been that different, because, like, we didn't have anything until the late 90s anyway. Like, yeah. So, yeah. Moving on. I promise. Yeah, moving on. We're done. Up next, Rothgar Matthews, who played the con man.
The dude who plays Flopsy has the most ethnic name in a movie called Thor, directed by Eric the Red.
Yeah. He was probably another one, like, when he found out they're changing the name, like, fuck!
Right? Yeah. He's like, I thought this was going to be so cool for me.
Like, I could see it, like, circa, like, 1996, maybe, like, right after the filming of this movie, like, him and Eric the Red just sitting in a bar just bitching about how, like, fucking, god damn it, we had this Viking thing going, and they changed the goddamn name of the movie. Oh, I know it happened. Shit that only makes me laugh.
I always say I'm my own target audience. I don't care.
He was in the Lost in Space reboot from a couple years back.
Hmm.
Was there any? He was also in an episode of Fringe.
Psych.
Yeah, Psych. He's in the Metallica movie Through the Never in 2013. Smokin' Aces 2. He's in the V-boot. Yep, that's the thing I was going to say. The V reboot from 2009. I am all over the fucking yard tonight.
wait, like V for Vendetta V?
V, the 80s Alien Invasion miniseries.
Just checking, because I was like, what? There was a 2009
TV
reboot?
No, it's about lizard aliens that invade.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
It was fucking badass when I was a kid. The reboot wasn't bad. I watched it. It was okay. It was an episode of Supernatural. Da Vinci's City Hall. Again, just weird. Da Vinci's Inquest was like a 90s syndicated TV show. Like I said, all these credits are fucking these shitty syndicated shows or like large blockbusters. The Core, large blockbuster.
That's shocking to think about, but it really was at the time.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sell half a theater now, but...
Reindeer Games. Fucking 2000 with Ben Affleck. Viper shows up again. We're going to move on because I know what the thing we're looking for isn't in here. Slider shows up again. X-Files. Oh, Mantis. That's what I was going to point out. He was in an episode of Mantis. I always point out Mantis because I watched that shitty show in the 90s.
That one I missed.
Yeah, it was about this paralyzed like scientist who makes this exosuit. It, like, lets him be a superhero. And, like, this is, you know, in the dark ages of not only Star Wars.
Iron Man and...
Yeah, it's Black Professor Iron X. Man is what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't have, like, big Marvel movies, you know, at then. So we had to fucking watch whatever they gave us. And we got Mantis, goddammit, and we loved it.
That's why I like Sliders. That's why I like Stargate SG-1. That's why, you know?
Yep.
I didn't have other options.
Johanna Marlowe, who played the girl getting felt up in the beginning. Aggressively
no complaints.
Felt up. Yeah. She was in the Bates Motel remake for an episode that was 2015. Sorry, the Bates Motel series, which was based on Psycho.
Right.
Not a well,
I didn't check that out. My wife watched that, though. Yeah. She liked it.
Seems like it'd be up my alley. I didn't give a shit.
I just don't have the time to devote to a show.
Yeah.
What it is. I'd rather have a movie and just be done with it. Or like what Disney does with a miniseries.
Yeah.
Give me 6 episodes and move on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Fringe shows up again. She was in an episode of Blade the series, which was notoriously terrible. Although now,
the Blade movies are so great.
Yeah. Although now I'm seeing like fucking people on like horror Instagram and horror threads like, you're giving this a watch. It's actually not that bad. No, no, it's bad. It's fucking bad.
I didn't check out the series. I watched all three movies.
It was on Spike.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
With other like gold winning shows like Greatest Warrior or whatever it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Ancient Warriors, you know.
This was like when like that channel was like 90% MXC reruns.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
See, but I liked MXC reruns.
Oh, I watched the shit out of MXC reruns. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching on Amazon Prime a couple of years ago, like during the pandemic, because I found it on there. I'm like, oh, fuck. We used to just watch this while we were drinking to go out drinking.
Is this only your second role?
Yeah, this is her second role. Her first one was in Poltergeist.
She still got more work?
Titties again.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ooh, pardon me. Moving on. Gavin Burr is our last entrant. He did a lot of stunt work in some big movies. I, Robot, The Incredible Hulk, Fantastic Four. Not the shittiest of them all. The second shittiest. That's, again, saying a lot for Fantastic Four. 2012, from 2009. as far as acting roles, shows up in Dead Like Me, Stargate SG-1, the Tarzan TV series from the early 2000s, all these shitty like syndicated shows. Dark Angel, Sixth Day shows up again. Poltergeist Legacy, Viper, Nightman. That was another horrible fucking syndicated fucking... that was a movie, too, and TV series. Mantis shows up again. I think it's really all I wanted to point out. Mantis, MacGyver, the original MacGyver.
Oh, man, it was so good.
That was good. I've told the story about how I was actually rescued by MacGyver in real life.
What?
Yeah, I was rescued by MacGyver in real life. This is at Super Mega Fest in like 2016, 15, maybe around there. I was talking to Tony Todd, fucking Candyman.
Yeah.
Who's the fucking coolest, one of the coolest people I've ever worked with. And like when we were done, like we hung out all weekend. Like we were drinking at the bar. Like we were, you know, after we were did the interview, we were just walking around the con. He's like, who else do you want to talk to? He's like, I'll introduce you to anybody. I'm like, whoever, man. Like, Paul Sorvino was there from, like, Goodfellas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, you want to talk to Paul? I'm like, yeah. So, like, I walk over. Tony Todd introduces me. And like, I sit down. And I'm like, oh, man. I fucking love Goodfellas. And then I realize I don't have anything to say other than I love Goodfellas to Paul Sorvino, right?
Oh, shit. Don't beat your heroes. Don't beat your heroes.
Yeah.
So, on board mission.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just fumbling, and I'm just like, I start going to like my backup questions, like, how did you get started? And like, as I am just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, I have nothing to say to this man. I shit you not, dude. Like, it's 8:59 on a Monday night. Fucking MacGyver. I see MacGyver walking up, right? It's fucking Richard Dean Anderson. And like, I see him, I'm just like, I look up. And he's like, Paul, what's going on, man? And like, they just start talking. Like, they're just like, oh, you know, we're talking. Like, he's talking about his daughter. They're talking about their kids. And like, they're just talking. And I'm like, well, good talking to you, man. I'm just going to get out of here.
Yeah. You guys catch up.
Yeah.
So great. So great.
I was rescued by MacGyver.
MacGyver. God.
Because I had fucking nothing.
Yeah.
I saw my window and I got the fuck out.
Yep. This can't be more embarrassing than whatever you were about to do. Should have just given the Irish goodbye and just whoop.
Just get up and walk away.
Hey, what happened to that guy? Maybe I went to the bathroom. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Let me go back to the crapshoot view. Because we're in crapshoot.
Indeed we are. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a good story. This is why I want to go to more cons.
Yeah, you know? Weird shit like that happens all the time.
The only people I get to meet are, like, famous authors, and nobody cares. They're cool people.
But yeah, you don't get rescued by MacGyver.
I won't ever get to meet MacGyver that way.
Oh man. I went to the movies yesterday. I was texting the group,
how'd
the
that
network
go?
Chat. Well, first of all, like I was distracted by how shitty the movie was.
Yeah.
Because the two fucking assholes, we live in a world where you select your seats.
Yeah.
For the movie theater ahead of time. When you see the movie is completely fucking empty, why would you select two seats behind somebody? Why?
Behind, in front of, within
anywhere
arm's reach.
Near. Yeah. Right fucking behind me the whole movie. Well, I got up and moved like halfway through it. Like just like sniffling, coughing. Oh. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you had to see Borderlands so badly that you had to come out sick to see it?
What the fuck?
For real, dude? Yeah, so I moved away from those two assholes.
Must be fans of the game series.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't think of anybody else that would go out of their way to see it.
The only reason I was there, because it was like, I was so bored, I had nothing to do, and I see movies for free. Like,
right, yeah, you got the pass.
Yeah, fucking, I'm like, I'll go see this piece of shit that I know is going to be terrible.
I, the funniest thing I saw was the thing I sent to you guys, where...
Yeah, it was perfect.
Someone, like, Kotaku had a headline that was, Borderlands movie is, like, tasteless.
Like, and, lifeless, yeah.
Yeah, like lifeless and... unimpressive or something, and someone said, finally, a movie that's true to its original source material. I have a friend who just adores those games and is several times has been like, you should try them. Oh, it's free, you should download them.
There was one I saw, oh fuck, I forget what the meme setup was, but it was basically like this 90s Super Mario Brothers movie passing the torch to Borderlands. Like, it's fucking...
First of all, I like the 90s Super Mario Brothers movie, and it's sci-fi, so I'm going to make Bridget watch it.
If I ever get like a producer's choice, I'm making you guys watch Borderlands.
I'd still probably enjoy it because of...
It honestly wasn't as bad as everybody's making it out to be. Cate Blanchett.
Thank you, Cate Blanchett, who's still hotter than I'll ever be.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it wasn't as bad as everybody's making it out to be, but it's just shitty Guardians of the Galaxy.
Already was just not great.
I mean, I love Guardians, but fucking, if you saw, like, the Dungeons & Dragons movie, it's the same movie, just reskinned as Borderlands. Like, it's the same setup. Like, yeah.
Unsurprising.
Yeah. What else did I see? We saw... Amanda and I saw something. Trap. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. It fell into the same trap as Return of the King, where it had, like, 80 endings.
Oh.
And, like, every time it went past a logical ending, it got exponentially fucking worse. Like, if it had ended at the first, like, logical ending, I would have been like, that was actually a good movie. Like, that was actually decent. And then, like, no, oh, no, we're still going.
We still have this portion of the story to cover.
Okay, we're still going.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I guess we should just end it here. Nope. No, we're going to go on.
I understand it when it's, like, a series of things.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I thought I could end the books there, but... You're still buying them, so I'll continue the story.
Yeah.
But when it's a movie and you have a chance to edit it down,
yeah,
why would you make that choice?
This is 100% a case of M. Night Shyamalan not having a single person in his life who will tell him to stop. Like, that's enough.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, that
is so bad.
The transformation scene is so terrible.
Yeah, no, there was a point where they could have ended the movie, would have made perfect sense, would have been like a 90-minute movie, would have been fine, would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Like, would have been a delightful watch. No, okay, we're going to go on. Well, this is stupid. Well, this makes no sense. Well, fuck, now, I like this a lot less. No, okay, we're going to end it here, great. Oh, no, 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 oh, it's going to get even dumber. Cool.
I believe they call that edging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He went full Shyamalan.
In the hip terms, he did the full Shyamalan. Yeah,
the twist was it just got shittier.
That was the trap. Yeah. The movie was the trap. Yeah. You thought you'd have a good ending, but...
but it was an interesting setup. Like the FBI figures out like the serial killer is going to be at this concert, so they set up like the whole thing as like a trap to fucking catch him there. And like, yeah, all right, cool.
Unfortunately, that was already done.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's the Collection, the second Collector movie.
Oh, I never saw it.
Oh,
not familiar.
Okay, well,
all right.
Yeah, been done. Serial killer attacks a concert.
Yeah.
Like an industrial concert. Like it's like the I don't mean industrial.
Oh no, he's like a, he doesn't attack. Like he's like legitimately there with his daughter.
Oh.
And like once he's there, he figures out what's going on. Like he notices there's more police around. Like he finally like asks like one of the people working there, like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, no, sorry. In the Collection, the serial killer sets off traps.
Oh.
At the thing. And
oh yeah, no.
It sets off a whole investigation and everything.
Yeah.
Those are good movies.
Would have been a good movie if they just... Okay, cut right here. Stop.
Oh, here. I'm going to go into my house because there's a 700-pound wolfman.
Yeah, my giant bay windows.
Those are going to keep me safe. Yeah.
Why would you keep your gun in the kitchen also?
Why would you dive through a window like that? Also, is he a mindless killing machine right now or not?
Yeah.
Because he's certainly like swiping at her aggressively and everything and sort of... Oh, waste of a grandfather clock.
He doesn't even get near him when she drops it. Like
he just swats it. But like later on... He doesn't go for the immediate kill. And that's the part that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when a monster grabs someone by the neck and holds them up and then throws them across
like
the room.
Kid does, like the
oh, is that what he does with the kid? It's from this. Okay, it's from this. Yeah. It annoys the shit out of me because it's like, why wouldn't you just squeeze?
Yeah. You have giant claws. Just rip his fucking throat out.
Also, this dog would barely be hurting him. Sorry, we're back on this movie, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I enjoy it because of the wolf, and that's mostly what it is.
Yeah, no, the wolf part they nailed. It's just everything else sucks balls.
Yeah. So, yeah, as far as other things going on, the only things I watched recently, I rewatched Copycat.
All right, I haven't seen that in a fucking long time.
I just kept seeing it like on Prime, and I was like, "Well, I can watch that, you know, while I'm working."
So Sigourney Weaver, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I haven't seen
that
in
forever. I actually think about it regularly, and I couldn't remember which movie it was, and then it started showing up in my list. And I was like, "That's the one." You know, I was always like, "Yeah, there's the crazy lady who's like agoraphobic and like a serial killer targets her."
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't remember what it was called, and then it showed up, and I was like, "Yes, that's it." And I added it to my list, and I said today, I was like, "You know what? I'm just going to watch it while I work." It holds up. It's a great movie.
Huh. I haven't seen that in forever. What else do we have coming up? Not this coming weekend. Next weekend, I'll be at Tampa Bay Comic Con talking with Dan DiDio and Ralph Macchio from DC Comics and Marvel Comics. Cannot wait for that. We have Saratoga coming up. November 23rd and 24th, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. We'll be there, up to our usual hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully doing another trivia contest, because that was way too much fun. Yeah. That's all I got. You guys still have a movie for the next episode of...
I keep bugging her.
Yeah. It's the balls on Bridget's court.
Bridget, pick a movie, bruh. she did say we'll just do Fifth Element if she can't think of something.
All right. Yeah, it's a decent selection.
She's never seen it, and I will watch that anytime.
Yeah.
Because that movie is super green.
Yeah. Yeah. With this Friday, we are doing Dead Heat on the Defenestration Hour.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. With Joe Piscopo. I forgot how we got there. I think it's a Tom pick. I don't think we're doing book club this week. Maybe. I don't think so.
No, I think it lines up with Regrettable, I think.
Possibly. It's not really. It's kind of like whenever a man.
Oh, it's sort of amorphous. I thought it was every other.
Yeah, I know there's two episodes left. I think Dorian Sennett, the author, is the next guest, possibly.
Those effects of that guy hurt.
Yeah. The makeup is, yeah.
The dog's makeup just looks like he's slathered in barbecue sauce, but that guy's wounds are excellent.
Yeah. All right. Let's throw some socials at people and we'll get the hell out of here. You don't remember Nick's half, do you?
No. Yeah. You guys used to have him printed so I could do him.
Yeah.
Is he the bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com? BigDumbMonsters.com, BigDumbMonstersPodcast.com.
Steam? Yeah. We're @BigDumbMonsters on Steam, I think. That's a good bet. That's a good bet there. That's probably where we are on that. I know mine pretty much for the most part. we are @Big_Dumb_Monsters on Instagram and Threads. You can check us out when we do the show live. We are almost at 150 YouTube subscribers. We are just a few shy. So if you have not subscribed yet, please, please do so. Go to the YouTube channel and the Twitch channel. Just subscribe. It's free. You can find us on both of those platforms @BigDumbMonsters. We are on places... We have a merch store that you should come check out at TeePublic. I just put up a new design last night. It's currently on sale. I think it's like 35% off for the next day or two.
Okay.
It's the network logo, the one we have up on the
top dope. Screen.
Yeah. I have another one, too, to put up, the summer camp logo, but I gotta dig that one out. We are on Discord. I don't remember what our Discord is there. We have an alliance, whatever we're called on Snap.
Oh yeah, we have an alliance on Snap that I created. Yeah, yes, yeah.
We are MEH is the bracketed tag. We are BDM Network
because they wouldn't allow the word dumb or monster.
One of the cards is fucking monster in the game. Like, yeah.
Fucking no, man. I tried to do it, and it was like, that doesn't meet our community standards. And I was like, okay. Maybe it was just dumb that was the problem. Now that I think about it, I took away monster, and then I took away dumb, I think. Maybe dumb is what
big D like. Monster is.
Yeah, like, it's so much better. It would be the Big D Monster Network, you know? Red Rocket. Yum. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's what
the fuck
us.
Is it playing now?
That's what I was looking at. Like, is this the Howl?
Oh God. Turn
God,
it off.
No.
Turn it off.
No.
Turn it off.
Show us an American Werewolf in Paris. Oh.
On that note,
we really dodged a bullet there, folks.
I tried to make my wife watch that, but like, even she was like, I don't need to know that movie to know that you're fucking with me. No, thank you.
It's a piece of shit. Yeah. Just to put it bluntly.
Yeah, we should watch that and then have you rewatch Blood Moon or Bad Moon here and be like, okay.
All right, I reread this movie.
Bad Moon's not so bad.
Yeah, that was probably the next werewolf movie we got after this, like big werewolf movie, and that's...
I know. That's depressing. That's what makes me so sad is because I didn't see this. I saw American Werewolf in Paris, and that's what people were thinking of because it was the bigger movie, like Blood and Chocolate and stuff like that, and so it just kind of died out. I don't remember getting good werewolf movies for a while after that.
We are if this had been very much one, due for one. Very much due.
I did like Werewolf by Night. On Disney.
That was awesome.
Completely, like, barely werewolf related, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I really want to see a show about him and his tree friend.
Yeah, they are making another one. Like, I hope it's this year. I doubt it, but it'll probably be next year. I liked the original black and white version, but the colorized one is even better.
I haven't seen it colorized yet.
Yeah, because they give it, like, to make it look like a 60s, like, Hammer horror movie.
Oh.
So it's just, like, it doesn't look like it's a new movie. It looks really awesome.
Okay, I'd give that a shot.
So, yeah, That's all we got. We should get out of here. We did all the stuff already.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just bullshitting again.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Later. We forgot.
Just kidding.
Yeah, we forgot one thing.
Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye.